and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, US President Donald Trump says Sir Starmer is making a big mistake in signing over the Chagos Islands to Mauritius. His remarks on Truth Social come a day after his State Department said it supported the decision. He's changed his mind a number of times over the deal and now says the island of Diego Garcia is important. Our US correspondent Mark Stone explains the arrangement.
That is a deal which would hand over sovereignty back to Mauritius, but a 99-year lease on Diego Garcia, that particular island, because there is a US-UK airbase there. That was the deal.
Cheaper fuel and food costs have helped drive a big drop in inflation. The rate of price rises slowed to 3% last month, and most experts are now predicting an interest rate cut next month. Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg's giving evidence in a trial in California where his company is accused of addicting children. He's denied the claim and insists Meta works to remove underage accounts. The Prime Minister has insisted Labour will stick to its manifesto commitment to equalise the minimum wage between younger and older workers. That's despite reports the policy was under review. The Chancellor twice dodged a question over plans to increase wages for 18 to 20-year-olds, but Sir Keir Starmer says promises will be kept.
We've made a commitment in relation to youth minimum wage, in addition to that, of course, in April, the minimum wages will go up again. So for young people, that'll make a big difference.
A van driver has been found guilty of causing a crash on the M4 that killed a passenger in a broken-down car. Barry O'Sullivan hit a Nissan Micra in the outside lane in Berkshire, causing it to burst into flames. Newcastle have thrashed Carabag 6-1 in the first leg of their Champions League knockout playoff tie. In the Scottish Cup fifth round, Aberdeen lead Motherwell 1-0. Arsenal are just getting underway at Wolves and hoping to go 7 points clear at the top of the Premier League. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
Classic hits. The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And we've got a bit of a mellow start to the final hour of tonight's show, but don't you worry, I'll be revving it up again a little bit later.
Hard for me. You got me crying like I thought I would.
Red Kite Radio. Red Kite Radio.
For joining me for the final hour of tonight's 80s Rewind here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio with me, Simon Jobling. And first up this hour, it was Dionne Warwick, of course, with Heartbreaker. Another song from the Brothers Gibb, with Barry lending his voice to the backing vocals too. And they did specifically write this song with Dionne in mind, and it would be one of her biggest ever selling singles, over 4 million copies. But Maurice Gibb did later say that he wished they'd kept it for themselves because he liked the song so much, which was a touch ironic, really, because Dionne herself said she didn't really like the song. But she consoled herself and, in her words, cried all the way to the bank. A huge worldwide hit and number two here in 1982. And then just now we heard UB40's Don't Break My Heart. Now, the writing of this one really is a bit of a puzzle, so see if you can keep up with this. It was originally credited to UB40, but in fact, they had paid Ali Campbell's next-door neighbour, a guy called Javed Khan, £10,000 for this song. Well, unknown to UB40, a lady called Deborah Banks, who was a friend of Javed Khan, had written the song and given it to Javed Khan. Well, the case ended up going to court in the 90s. Deborah Banks won and was awarded the royalties that she rightly deserved. There you are, I told you it was a bit complex. But it would be UB40's highest placing single of an original song that they did in UK, and number three in 1985. But now we're going to hear from Natalie Cole and Miss You Like Crazy, which was co-written by a guy called Jerry Goffin, who you might know was a prolific and successful writer from the 60s and 70s, especially with his wife at the time, Carole King. Well, Natalie was the daughter of the legendary Nat King Cole, and she had her first UK hit with This Will Be in 1975. But then she did have another hit here for 12 years, with this track ending up as her biggest UK hit. And number two in 1989, only kept on the top by another ballad, The Bangles' Eternal Flame.
The 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling on Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
She's simply awesome. She dashed by
Billy Ocean there with Caribbean Queen. Now, that track was originally released as European Queen, and it didn't sell. So it was re-recorded and released in the US as Caribbean Queen, and that certainly did the job. It went to number one there, and also won Billy a Grammy for Best Male R&B Vocal, and he was the first Brit to ever win that category. Well, the success of Caribbean Queen in the US triggered a European release, and it eventually made number six here in the UK in 1984. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're back with a bit of UK rock from The Who with You Better, You Bet. And this was written by the band's Pete Townshend as a love song for a friend's daughter. Well, he was going out with her at the time. And in his own words, well, it wasn't really a rock song. He called it a pop song. It would be the band's last top 20 hit in America and their last top 10 hit here in the UK, getting to number 9 in 1981.
Red Kite Radio.
Make my house warmer. Is your home losing heat faster than you can say brr? Stay warm and save cash with our expert house insulation service. Make My House Warmer provides a fast and friendly service to make your home more energy efficient. Whether it's your attic or your walls, we've got you covered. Don't let heat escape. Keep the warmth inside and the costs outside. It's easier than you think. Insulate today, save tomorrow with Make My House Warmer. To find out more, go to makemyhousewarmer.co.uk.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, we have everything you need for your garden all year round. And at this time of year, we can supply you with the tools to keep your garden looking great. Come to us for your lawn rakes and brooms, and we've incinerators and compost bins for when you've tidied up. And at Haddenham Garden Centre, we've a good selection of winter flowering pansies and heathers in stock. And don't forget to pick up your new season seeds. The days may be short, but at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're never short of ideas to help you make the most of your garden.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, family owned since 1978.
For Tame, Haddenham and Monks Risborough.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you.
home of classic hits in Haddenham.
Red Kite Radio.
There on your Red Kite Radio with Have You Ever Had It Blue, which is written by Paul Weller, and it was included in the British musical film Absolute Beginners, which of course featured David Bowie and a number of other pop artists, but not the Style Council. Now, unfortunately, the film turned out to be a bit of a flop, and it caused the collapse of the film studio who produced it. But this track, it did make number 14 in 1986. Now, if you're looking for a new challenge this year, the Bucks Skills Show 2026 is taking place at the Stoke Mandeville Stadium on Wednesday the 4th of March from 4 till 8pm. Now, the show is suitable for all ages and is aimed at job seekers, career changers and anyone looking for new opportunities. You'll be able to meet over 100 employers and experience hands-on demonstrations and get guidance from universities, colleges and training providers. Now, if you want to book your free place at the Bucks Skill Show 2026, you just need to go to the website of Eventbrite and search on events. So that's the Eventbrite website, search for events. Now, we're back to the music, and we're back with the Miami Sound Machine and Dr. Beat, which was a track written by the band's drummer, Kiki Garcia, and it came from their eighth album, yet it was their first English language release, with vocals, of course, by Gloria Estefan. Now, this has become a song with a very long life, really, because it was heavily sampled, for example, in 2005 by the Scottish DJ Milo for his hit Dr. Pressure. And very recently, it was a big viral hit on social media with the remix Emergency 911. Well, on its original release, it was also a big Euro hit and a number six in the UK in 1984.
Emergency, paging Dr. Beat. Emergency. Inside of me, deep inside of me. Oh, I just
Wednesday night is 80s night on Red Kite Radio.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
China in Your Hand, which was written by Carol and Ron from the band, and it came from their hugely successful debut album Bridge of Spies. And a little known fact about this track is that the lyrics refer to Mary Shelley's novel Frankenstein, with Carol also explaining that the title refers to holding a china cup to the light and seeing your hand through it, i.e. that it's transparent. Well, this was another huge Euro hit and a chart topper here in the UK in 1987. Now, next up on your Red Kite Radio, I've got just a few adverts, but then we're back with the superb Human League and Keep Feeling Fascination. And this track was written by the band's guitarist Joe Callis and the maestro Phil Oakey. And it was produced by a guy called Martin Rushton, who, as well as working with the League, also produced for the Stranglers and the Buzzcocks, amongst others. Well, this would be one of 17 top 40 hits that the Human League would have, and this one made it to number 2 in 1983.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do. Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Calling all local businesses. Now is the right time to let people know what you're doing. Call us at Red Kite Radio for a cost-effective solution reaching up to 40,000 people in the Bucks and South Oxfordshire area. Call 01844 299 107 or email sales@redkiteradio.com. Advertise your business today with Red Kite Radio.
Join me for the biggest little show here on Red Kite Radio. Yes, Saturday Lunchbox may be just 1 hour long, but it's a shopping bag filled with goodies for the whole family. Music from all the decades and genres, event information and the highlight of the show, Kitchen Corner with a recipe every week that's sure to tickle your taste buds. Join me, Heather Jan Brunt, from 12 noon through to 1pm on Saturdays on 107.2, your Red Kite Radio community station.
For Tame, Haddenham and Dinton.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Were learned on that.
107.2 Red Kite Radio, where you'll hear different songs every day.
That was Tina Turner on 107.2 Red Kite Radio and Better Be Good to Me, which, slightly surprisingly really, was written by the prolific glam rock writers of the 1970s, Chin and Chapman. And it was originally released by a New York band called Spider before it was, a few years later, included on Tina's Private Dancer album. Well, Tina would win a Grammy Award for her vocals on this track, and she would also have a top 5 in America with it, but only a number 45 here in the UK in 1984. Now, we are fast approaching the end of tonight's 80s Rewind and the 9 o'clock news, which beckons, but I hope you can stick with Red Kite after the news, because we've got two more shows coming up tonight. From 9 till 10 o'clock, we have Red Kite Country, and from 10 till 11 o'clock, we have the weekday wind down with Donald McFarlane. So do give them a listen, please. Now, I've got just one more 80s track to take us out tonight, and that will be Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent, which is written, produced and sung by a very talented lady called Gwen Guthrie, who had had a career as a backing singer for some of the greats of the pop music industry, as well as already having written for artists such as Benny King and Roberta Flack, amongst others. And that was before she decided to craft this, well, you could call it a dance anthem, really, can't you? Which was her debut hit here in the UK and also ended up being her biggest, a number 5 in 1986. Well, that is all from me for another Wednesday night. I do thank you so much for your company. I do appreciate it. And, well, if you've enjoyed it, I do invite you to join me again next Wednesday night from 7 till 9 on your Red Kite Radio for the 80s Rewind, because I'll be doing it all again next week. Just leaves me to wish you a very good week ahead and a good night.
Yeah!
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.